This is episode 2473 of Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, we called it yesterday. Yep. Mr. Seacrest took my advice and decided to take the job at Wheel of Fortune.
Decided, yes, because it was all our doing.
Yes.
A little feather in our cap.
You know, the list was mighty short.
Yeah, I mean, who else would there to be to get there? Well, I mean, we talked about him
and Dinkelman, you know.
Oh, Dinkelman, yeah.
Way past Sajak will step down after next season. It's like, man, Ryan Seacrest got it again.
Yeah, man.
He screws me over.
Yeah, you know, he probably says that every morning when he gets up and sees or hears Ryan Seacrest somewhere on the air. Goes like, I could have been something. I could have been a contender.
He probably has Ryan's face around his house with darts by each picture.
Now, I got to share a little story. In Los Angeles, was it about 15 years ago? We're going to say it's about 15 years ago. Probably a little earlier than that. During the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, we had a morning disc jockey on Kiss FM here by the name of Rick Dees.
Yes.
You've heard of him. He had a hit song in the 70s called Disco Duck. He was the host of a late night show for about a year or two. He also was the host of Solid Gold in syndication before Marilyn McCoo. Anyway, the deal is that... Here is Rick Dees, solidly planted in Los Angeles morning radio for 20-some-odd years, and he said, I'd like Ryan Seacrest, who was a popular disc jockey at the time. This was before American Idol, right after American Idol. So it's been 20-some-odd years. And he said, I want Ryan Seacrest to be my permanent replacement so that when I go on vacation, Ryan can do my show. Everybody at KISS was like, yeah, okay, that's great. They moved Ryan off of their sister station. They put him on mornings. And then, when Mr. Dees's contract came up with iHeartRadio at the time, they said, see ya, we're taking Ryan Seacrest for probably millions of dollars less.
Probably.
Part of the deal was it was more than 20 years ago now. Think about it, because Ryan was on American Idol. He had hosted American Idol a couple of years. So, yeah. You know what? If he came in here and said, hey, Van Camp, we're going to make it Seacrest and Morgan. Yeah, I'm out.
I'll get the door. So Ryan will make the trip from his home in the Hollywood Hills to Sony Pictures Live in Culver City at least every week to do 5 shows with the lovely Vanna White, which is a shorter commute than Kelly Ripa's studio in New York City.
That is true.
And, you know, Vanna doesn't scene still as much as Kelly.
Oh, so that's true, too.
It should be a match made in Merv Griffin heaven.
There you go.
Now,
I like that Merv Griffin
Here's
heaven.
The funny thing. Uh-huh. One of Ryan's first jobs was hosting a game show called Click.
He did.
For Merv Griffin.
He did. That's right.
And so in his announcement, his little thing,
it says full circle. Yeah. Hey, we wish him well. He'll be there for another 40 years. I mean, that's just Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he's going to retire from Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, well, and radio and American Idol.
Yeah.
He'll be 70 years old and saying, you're going to Hollywood.
I think he's been developing his retirement plan, basically.
Oh, God. Good for him.
It's like, oh, this is Wheel of Fortune is Ryan Seacrest's version of a senior home.
Yeah.
Kim says Mominger drank vodka every day of her life raising 6 kids.
Could you blame her? I mean, could you blame
Probably
her?
Probably not.
I can't blame her for that.
So Kim was recently interviewed by Vogue Italia, and she remarked on the job Chris did raising her and her siblings.
Okay.
She says, I constantly ask her, how did you do it? 6 kids. Six big personalities.
Oh, yeah.
We're all so different. How did you really handle it?
But the same.
She is just like, why do you think I had my vodka at 5 o'clock every day? So Kim compared her own private life of raising her 4 kids to that of her mom's. You know, You know, keeping track of the nannies, play date, organizing.
Oh, that's tough. It's tough.
Getting a manicure and spa treatments, waxing. Yeah.
Waxing.
Selfies and social media posts. It's a tough life being a mom.
It is a tough life being a mom.
Man, it sounds exhausting.
And you know what? She could just take her mom's advice and have vodka at 5 o'clock every day.
Could. She also said when Chris got mad at the kids, she'd forget their names.
Oh, well, that happens.
One, you know. Two, you pretty much know. Three, it's like, I'll remember it in a second. Four, it's like, I don't know.
I always say, hey, you, get over here. Get over here.
Courtney, oh, Kylie, really, whatever your name is, get over here. Well, she's probably on her third vodka by that time.
Well, you can't blame her.
Didn't say how much vodka she drank.
She
at
just
5
had
o'clock.
Her vodka. Her vodka. Uh-huh. My vodka at 5 o'clock every day. I mean,
yeah,
that's the deal.
But how much vodka?
How much vodka? It doesn't matter.
That wasn't divulged.
I don't know how long it was between her getting divorced and her meeting the then Bruce Jenner, Chris Jenner. I don't know how long it was. So I don't know if she was a single mom. For a while?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. But
the girls always refer to Bruce Caitlin as having been their stepdad, meaning that they obviously, you know, looked up to him as a stepfather figure and not just some guy that married their mom. So I think it was
early enough
in their life, that he was involved. He seemed very close to them when they were doing the show together.
Yeah. And they had been married for a while before that.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Well, they had the Kylie and the Kendall.
Yeah.
So that's been at least, this was like, I don't know.
I know, it's hard to say.
Maybe.
Because if you go back and watch this, you think, who are those two kids?
Yeah, right. It's like
the neighbor children? No. It's just Kylie and Kendall before surgery.
Before they grow up and have the surgery.
Yeah.
And the billions of dollars. Now, they're like all they're in their 20s, right? Or are they almost 30? Kylie and Kendall.
In their 20s, I believe.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep straight. Because I can't, you know, I'm going to get lost whenever the West kids and Courtney's kids are old enough to have their own show, which is very soon. Oh, my God.
Well, you do know that even if when...
Can you call her Grandmamager? I don't know. You know, there's probably a clause when these kids were born. She probably had a contract with the girls saying, like, I get 10% of whatever your daughters do. I was going to say the vodka didn't help because she named all of her kids except Rob with a K, for God's sake.
There's yeah.
Five Ks and an R.
So what happened with Rob? I mean, why didn't Rob get a K?
Somebody had to be named after Dad.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you do know that even when Chris, if she was a single mom for a while, she still had the hired help. Did they divorce?
Yeah, they divorced.
Okay.
Yeah. They were divorced for a while. Yeah. And then he died. Well, with our apologies to the late, great Rob Kardashian, because we should never talk about him and use his name in vain. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.